What do you come away from it with feeling that you've done on a positive sense?
Okay. I was in college in the late 60s and early 70s. I came up here from New York City in a time, I'm sure you know, that we were the age of Aquarius. We were going to change the world. Well, with life and age, you realize that you're never going to change the whole world. But I came through my youth believing that if I can't change the world, I want to change a little bit of it somehow and make a difference. So I've always done volunteer work. I had trained and worked a therapy dog for a number of years at hospitals. I was part of the organization that got the Golisano Children's Hospital erected as a parent. I just believe in volunteer work. I really believe that you need to, that our job is to leave a decent footprint and to make a difference. And all three of my sons started as young as I could possibly get them into the hospital and doing volunteer work, et cetera. I just believe in it. You walk out and you get in your car and you drive home and you think, okay, even if it was for 2 moments, I made somebody's day a little better today, you know? Mm-hmm. And
got a critical.
Yeah, and it makes you feel like you did something useful for the day, you know?
What about the reverse side of hearing somebody really at the wit's end, especially with you who was in that, you know, sort of depressive state, regardless of where, you know, how close you got or whatever it was, but... How emotional can it get when you're hearing somebody's, you know, I don't know, desperation or depths of whatever their issues are?
It's interesting because I was just talking to someone about this the other day, a very dear friend of mine who says that she could never do this. You really need to be able to compartmentalize. You need to be able to take the fear and the sadness and all that and put it somewhere so it doesn't affect the rest of your life. You really have to have the kind of head that can compartmentalize, because there are days that are very, very sad and very hard. I think working at the hospital, though, for a period of years where the pediatric floor felt like bombed out Beirut. I mean, we were losing children sometimes 2 or 3 a day. And then working in the pet therapy, in the cancer unit, in the intensive care unit, Jake and I did end-of-life care. So I kind of had that system already set up, but that is what I would suggest for most people, is to make sure that you can compartmentalize so you don't walk out of here a basket case, you know, and you can keep it here and still find the joy in your life.